Welcome to this tutorial of how to use the Sela Connect software with the JAWS screen reader. I will demonstrate the steps needed to download, install, and use the software to manage books on your Envoy Connect player. Please note that this tutorial will only cover the basic features and functions of the software. Instructions on how to use all of the software's features and functionalities can be found in the Sela Connect user guide, available on the Sela Library website. Sela Connect only works on Windows, not on Mac. First, you'll need to download the software onto your computer and install it. To do this, open an internet browser such as Google Chrome, Firefox, or Microsoft Edge. I'll do this now to demonstrate.
Search box edit, type in text, computer braille, G-O-G-E, Google Chrome, enter.
Then I'll launch the address bar.
Alt-D, toolbar, address and search bar edit, https://.
Now I'll press backspace a couple of times to make sure that there's nothing written in the address bar before I type the web address.
Blank.
Now I'll type selalibrary.ca/help/envoy-connect and press enter.
C for E L A L I B R A R Y period C A slash H E L P slash slash E N V O Y dash C O N N E C T enter. Envoy Connect and Sela Connect vertical bar Sela heading level Envoy.
Now the page has loaded and I'll press the JAWS modifier key, which is either insert or caps lock, depending on your settings, and the F7 key together. This will bring up a list of links that are available to be activated on the page.
Links list view, help 18 of 47. Links list dialog, links list view, help 18 of 47. To move the items, use the arrow keys.
Now I'll press the letter D until I hear download Sela Connect.
D, download Sela Connect, 28 of 47.
Now I'll press enter. And I'll get an alert message saying that the software has started to download onto my computer.
Enter. Alert, downloading 798 KB, Sela Connect installer, left parent, 6 right parent.x. WebAdvisor browser checklist dialog, we're scanning your download just to be safe.
Now the download has finished and I will press Shift plus F6 to quickly jump to the downloads folder.
Shift F6, downloads bar, Sela Connect installer, left parent, 6 right parent.x.
As we just heard, the Sela Connect installation file is in focus now. It's called Sela Connect installer.exe. I'm going to press enter on it to start the installation. Note that depending on how your computer is set up, you may have to pass through some Microsoft security settings before you can get to the actual install button. Now the software has finished installing. The program will launch itself automatically when it's ready for use. Now we'll move to learning how to actually use Sela Connect to manage books on the Envoy Connect player. The first screen that we get when the software launches tells us whether an Envoy Connect player has been plugged in and detected by the software or not. The message on this page will either tell you to plug in the player, or if you have the player already connected, it'll tell you that it's being recognized by the software. In my case, my player isn't connected yet. So if I press tab when the software is in focus, I'll hear the following.
Sela Connect dash connect player edit read only. Use your reading keys to read the text.
Now I'll use my down arrow to read the full text of this message.
Plug your Envoy Connect player into the computer.
Now I'll connect the player using the supplied USB cable. I'll insert the smaller end of the cable into the middle port on the bottom edge of the player while making sure the pins are pointing down. Then I'll connect the larger end of the cable into an available USB port on my computer. Now, when you first connect the player, it'll be recognized by the software as well as come up as an external drive on your computer called Connect. What we need to do now is to move focus back to the Sela Connect software by pressing Alt Tab rather than opening the Connect drive that pops up in your notifications window or in File Explorer. Now I'll press Tab until I hear Continue.
Cancel messages. Continue button to activate. Press Spacebar.
Now I'll press Enter.
Enter.
Now, if your player is registered with the library like mine is, the software will recognize it and log you in automatically. And you'll get a message that says, please wait, checking your bookshelf. If your player isn't registered, you'll get a login screen which will ask you to enter in your Sela library account credentials, which are your 6-digit account number and your password. These are the same credentials that you use to sign in to the Sela website to access books. You can navigate to the user account and password fields by pressing Tab until you hear the appropriate field and then enter in your credentials. You also have the option of having the software remember your account number and password so that you don't have to enter them every time by selecting the Save Sela Account Number /Password checkbox. Once you've entered in this information, Tab to continue and press Enter to connect to the library service. Once you're logged in, the first screen that comes up will display the list of titles that are currently on your Envoy Connect player. You'll be given the option to select any titles that you want to remove. Note that the titles you select from this list will be removed both from the player as well as from your direct player bookshelf. I'll now press Tab so that you can hear how this message is presented on the screen.
List view not selected. This is the list of titles on your Envoy Connect player. Select one or more titles from the list to remove them from the player as well as from your direct player bookshelf.
Now if I press Tab once from here.
List view not selected. The bodies left behind. Left parent Daisy 2.02. Right parent not checked. Wonderful.
So it's giving me a list of book titles with checkboxes that I can use to select or deselect. I can navigate through this list using my up and down arrow keys, just like I would do when navigating any other list. If I want to select a book to remove, I'll check the checkbox that accompanies the title. For example, let's say I want to delete the first book on my list.
The body left behind, left parent Daisy 2.02, right parent not checked, 1-4.
Now I'll press the space bar to check the checkbox.
Space checked.
Now I'll tab to the next button and press Enter on it. Note that you can also tab to and select the Select All button followed by the next button to select all of the books on your player to be removed. But for the purposes of this demonstration, we'll continue with our example of just deleting the first book that's loaded on my player.
Select All button to activate. Deselect All button to next button to activate. Press Spacebar Alt plus N. Enter Sela Connect dash select titles to download. This is the list of titles on your direct to player bookshelf that you can download. Select one or more titles from the list to download. Note colon if this list is empty, your new titles are being prepared in the background. This may take up to 24 hours. Continue to the next step and check the list again later.
Now the next screen that comes up displays all the titles that are on your direct player bookshelf that haven't yet been loaded onto your player. It gives you the option to select any of those titles to be downloaded onto your player after the selected books from the last page have been removed. Now, if I press Tab, there will be a list of titles with checkboxes, just like we came across on the previous screen when we were selecting titles to be removed.
Not selected, 1000 of Pines, colon, A novel, left parent, Daisy 2.02, right parent, not checked, 1-3, to check, press spacebar.
So I can again select any of the titles on this list by checking their checkboxes and then tab over to the next button when I've selected everything I want to download. So let's suppose that I want to download the first book that's listed here. Now I'll check the box by pressing spacebar.
Space checked.
And then tab to the next button and press enter.
Select all button to deselect all button. Next button to activate, press spacebar, enter.
After this page, we'll hear a confirmation message pop up, which is asking us to confirm our decision about which titles we want to remove and which new titles we want to download onto the player. Here's what it sounds like.
Test text box. You are about to remove one title and download one new title to your player. Downloading may take some time depending on how many titles you have selected. Do not disconnect the player or exit the program until Cella Connect confirms the content update is completed.
So as we just heard, the player can't be unplugged until the screen states that the removal and download process is complete. I'll tab to the next button and press enter.
Next button to activate, press spacebar, alt, enter, status read only edit, please wait dash check in your bookshelf, use your reading keys to read the text. Status read only edit, please wait dash preparing to download, use your reading keys to read the text. Downloading 1%.
Now the removal and download process has started and you can check its status by tabbing through the next screen. JAWS will announce the status in percentages. For example, if I press tab once.
Status read only edit, downloading 14%. Title 1 of 1 dash 1000 of Pines colon A novel, use your reading keys to read the text.
Now we just wait for the message telling us that the content update has completed. Once we get that, it'll be safe to disconnect the player.
Cella Connect dash status OK button to activate, press spacebar.
So it's notified us the content has been updated. I'll tab to OK and press enter.
Message edit read only, use your reading keys to can now unplug the player. Your content has been updated. You can now unplug the player. OK button to activate, press spacebar. Enter.
Now I'll tab to the exit button to close the software.
Edit read only, connect to exit button to enter. Return.
Now when you disconnect the player, you'll notice that the new title has been added and the existing title that we selected to delete was removed. This concludes our tutorial of using the Cella Connect software to manage books on the Envoy Connect player. Thank you for listening. And if you have any questions, please reach out to Cella's contact center by calling 1-855-655-2273 or email help@cellalibrary.ca.